from the United States for the Armed Forces of the United Nations, the Special Service Division of the War Department presents a delayed broadcast of one of America's most popular radio programs, The Red Skelton Show.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Red, what you been doing this past week?
Oh, we've had a swell time. Over the weekend, we went to the Ringling Brothers Circus, and then we saw Ozzy and Harriet at the Capitol Theater, and after that, we went nightclubbing.
Nightclubbing?
Yeah, we walked past the Stork Club in the El Morocco.
Well, why didn't you go in?
That's funny, my girl kept asking me the same thing. Hiya, folks. Come one, come all. Capitol Theater. What a show. What a show. What a show. You know that ain't in here.
Hi, Red.
Oh, Harry, did you have a good time when we took you to the nightclub last night?
I sure did, Red, but I must say, you're quite a dancer.
Yeah?
I saw you leading the conga line.
I wasn't leading a conga line.
You weren't?
No, the fellow in the back of me was a pickpocket, and he had very cold hands.
Throw him a short suit.
Well, I suppose you were all decked out in top hat, white tie, and tail.
No, I rented a tuxedo from Max's Men's Store.
You looked awfully nice, Red, but who was that little guy who was hanging around wherever you went?
That was Max. See, the pants were a little tight, and he kept whispering, "Remember, if you sit down, we ain't responsible."
Well, Red, how was the floor show?
Well, the floor shows have been cut down every place in New York. They used to have girls that came out with bubbles, but no more.
No more?
No, midgets come out now with grapes.
Who was that strange-looking girl you invited over to our table?
Oh, she was just a friend. Didn't you think she was pretty, Red?
There's a comma there.
Didn't you think she was pretty, Red?
Well, I thought she was all right. Just a trifle bow-legged.
Trifle bow-legged? From the hip down, she looked like an Iceman song without the eye.
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes?
Say, is that song too high for you, or is your voice changing?
I'll be loving it, oh, it's bound to be.
You don't know the words either.
As long as you're not in love.
Higher.
With anyone else.
Higher.
Why don't you fall in love with me? I made it. Why don't you fall in love with me?
Say, what's the name of this song?
Why don't you fall in love with me?
That's what I thought.
Would you like to go out on Friday? I've got tickets for the fight.
Oh, I'm getting married Friday. How about Saturday night?
You know, I can tell at a glance that I'm using the wrong approach. I'm not being taken seriously.
Oh, you're being taken all right, only you don't know it.
As long as you're not dancing with anyone else, why don't you have this dance with me?
Woo.
We'll talk it over. Why don't you have this dance with me?
Say, do you always dance like this?
No, sometimes I move my feet. Let you and I get married tonight. I'll wear my zoot suit.
Well, I was going to the movie, but you are kind of cute.
You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? For I've got butter. Why don't you fall in love with me?
Why Don't You Fall in Love with Me was sung by Ozzy and Harriet, who've been held over at the Capitol Theater by special request of Ozzy's mother.
Morgenthau, the more plan.
Hey, Red, how you doing in your picture with the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Oh, fine. Say, you know those Brooklyn ball games are really thrilling to watch? The ball players are at one end of the field, the fans are at the other end of the field, and the blood bank in the middle.
That sure must be fun.
Yeah, there was one guy in the bleachers who was trying to get a date with a girl, see, and he wasn't getting any headway. Finally, the umpire yelled, "Play ball!"
Those umpires sure have a tough time, don't they?
You said it, especially when there are guys like Willie Lump-Lump around to heckle them.
Hey, hiya, Willie. See, you made it all right today.
Yeah. Had a tough time pushing my way through them cocktail lounges, though.
Hot dogs! Nice fresh hot dogs!
Hey, get on this girl selling hot dogs, eh?
Have a hot dog, bud?
I'd rather have a kiss.
Okay, here.
Fine place to carry mustard.
Come on, Willie, will you hurry up? Our seat's over here somewhere. What does it say on your ticket?
Tickets, let's see. It says Tunnel 5, Section 12, Tier 4, Box 13, Row 10, Seat 611. Oh, let's stand up.
How come your boss left you off for the opening game?
Well, I told him my uncle died.
Did he fall for that old dad?
Yeah, but I think he was wise, though. He said, going to the funeral, huh? Sorry I can't see Higby pick the sermon.
Now, Willie, let's sit over here. This is close enough to heckle the umpire.
Yeah, I gotta be careful this season. I got a lot of trouble last year when I threw that pop bottle at the umpire.
Oh, that's nothing. Everybody threw bottles at the Empire that day.
I know, but the ball I threw had a baby on the end of it.
Oh, Willie. That's terrible.
Yeah, was his mother stubborn about it?
Stubborn?
Yeah, she wouldn't let go of the baby.
Hey, look, Willie. There's your pal, the Empire.
All right,
stable. Hello, Stinky! How you been?
Now you leave me alone, you big bully.
Why'd you call me?
You're a big bully.
He ain't lived in Brooklyn very long, has
he? Now look here, if you don't let me alone today, I'm going to have you thrown out.
Yeah, you let me alone, how you doing there?
Yeah, well, I'm warning you.
Go on, gumpot.
Up. Look, Willie, the pitch is winding up.
Don't sound too good. He better try his other arm. Macon ain't got much choice now, has he?
Here comes the first pitch.
Right.
I was so strong.
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Oh, yes, it was. I'll teach you to heckle me. Now, take this. And this. And this. And this.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Why don't you learn something about baseball? You're so dumb you think a pop fly is a male insect with a blessed event.
Here comes the next pitch. Boy, what a coin. Hey, this guy's got more coins than Hedy Lamarr.
He may have more curves than Hedy Lamarr, but his don't go at you.
That last pitch was a strike.
What?
Ball.
What?
Foul ball.
What?
That's all I quit. Suppose you come down here and umpire this game.
Okay, I'll come down and umpire the game. Now, see the Brooklyn Dodgers get a fair deal, too.
All right. Okay, here's my chest protector.
Thanks.
And here's my chest.
Hey, on second thought, I don't need a chest protector.
Oh, yes, you do. Suppose the pitcher throws a fastball and hits you on the chest.
Don't worry, I'm tough. Nothing could hurt my chest. Play ball! Oh, look at that. I got a peephole now. Okay, bottle up. Ball one. Ball two. Ball three. Ball four. You're out.
What do you mean he's out?
The bases are loaded and I ain't got no place to put them.
Hey, Red, how do they go about finding baseball players?
Well, they have talent scouts who search the country for fellas with baseball talent. Now, you take Cliff. He was almost signed up once.
Well, here I am. Boy, what a beautiful day. Spring is here. Soon be warm enough to wear my black and white sport feet again. You know, I kind of like to go barefooted. Send my big toe ahead to do a little scout trouble for me. Oh, feels good to put my hand, my feet on the ground. Ooh! Some white guy left the lighted cigarettes around.
Oh,
well.
Gee, Davy Jr., your face looks so pretty today. Your skin is so smooth.
Is it really smooth, Sam?
You do with a retread job, if you ask me.
Say, Clem, let's walk over there near to them squirrels.
Okay.
For goodness sake, Clem, you're walking with one foot on the sidewalk and one foot in the gutter.
Well, I gotta get my foot clean, you know.
Now, what good is one clean foot?
Don't worry, on the way back, I'll do it the other way.
All this foolishness, you're beginning to look bad.
Yes, I do. You know, I went to Uncle Stubby's funeral the other day, and he got up out of the box and says, here, Clem, you need it worse than I do.
Uncle Stubby, didn't he used to play baseball?
Yeah, he was a catcher, never even used a mitt. Caught everything in his bare hands.
Bare hands?
Yep.
Why, Clem, some of them fastballs them pitchers throw at Perry's hands off.
What? I wonder if that's why they called him Stubby.
I hear that there's some baseball scouts in town looking for new recruits.
Well, say, maybe I could get a job pitching.
Now, what do you know about baseball?
Well, I used to be a spitball pitcher's assistant.
A spitball pitcher's assistant?
Yeah, along about the fourth inning, his mouth would get dry, and I'd run out with more ammunition.
Thank you.
Like all kids, he's crazy about baseball. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be a mean little baseball fan. Mummy!
What is it, Junior?
Lock the doors, lock the windows, because I would have kicked you. Get next door, get a hold of me. See, I'm so excited, I can hardly talk. He gets a hold of me, you can use me little bed for a victory garden.
Well, what happened?
Well, we were playing baseball, and he got a little bit too close to the bat.
Oh, Junior, did you hit that little boy with a baseball bat?
Well,
answer me.
Well, boy, what a clunk, what a clunk.
Junior, tell me what happened.
Well, I was going to bat. He threw the ball, I hit it, and he made a very nasty remark that I didn't like as the ball went through the window.
So you hit him?
No, it was an accident. I said, you take one step towards me, I'm going to club you with a headache.
Well, did he take the step?
Look out the window. What do you see?
Well, I see a little boy laying on the ground.
He ain't taking a sun bath.
Junior, that's very naughty. Huh? Now, I'm going to have to punish you for that.
Well, now, that's mighty neighborly of you. I guess I got it coming to me. Is you going to use your hairbrush?
Yes, I am.
Well, you think you could see your way clear to use your hairy tie?
Well, that depends on whether you want to get bruised or scratched. Now, go get the brush, Junior.
Okay. You want me to get the brush?
And don't try to hide it.
You get to do it pretty quick, don't you, boy? Oh, boy. There's a hairbrush up on the dresser. Here it is, Mommy.
All right, Junior. Turn around.
Oh, you have you broke the little bridge in me, we don't know. You broke the bridge in me, we don't know.
Oh, stop that. There's nothing wrong with your bridge.
Yeah, but then how come it's only one way in traffic?
You're as dumb as your father.
You know that funny? Pop says I'm only half as dumb as you is.
Oh, just for that, I'll play an encore. Give me that hairbrush.
Over to the left a little. You're on the bias.
Now, come on. Time for your nap.
Nap? Do I hear me little ears right? A nap a rule? Don't you know what today is?
No, what?
Well, it's Ladies' Day at the ball game.
Well, what's Ladies' Day at the ball game got to do with you?
Well, I could wear you fascinator. And we going to the ball game?
We can't go without your father. You know he always goes on Ladies' Day.
Yes, and so many people take you both for sisters, too.
Junior, your father does not dress up like a woman to get in free.
Oh, no. Hey, Mom, Pop says his dress is pretty thin for such a cold day.
Well, tell him to slip on a pair of my snuggies.
Now I want to go to the ball game. I want to chew on some popcorn.
Why must you chew on some popcorn?
Because when I spit, everybody thinks it's me babysitting. Scared them to death.
Oh, all right. Go get your coat and
okay,
we'll go.
Okay. You're going to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Buy me peanuts and cracker jack. I fall off the bleachers and bite me back. Oh, they're going. Hey, I better get some money out of my piggy bank. I might meet a little girl, and I could flash me roll. I'll climb up on this chair here. Uh-oh. It's kind of shaky since I saw the leg, though. Uh-oh. There goes me bank.
Now what happened?
You know me piggy bank?
Yes.
It's really barbecued now. Hey, I better put the money in my pocket. Hey, Uncle George, I've been robbed.
What?
I've been robbed. Me pennies are dead. Me dimes are dead. Where's me quarter?
Oh, your quarter. Well, you...
Speak up.
Well, I borrowed it this morning to pay the Iceman, dear.
You tell. Come on, put it back.
Don't worry, I'll put it back.
Okay.
Now, I'm all ready. Let's go.
Okay, we'll go to the ball game. Yeah,
hold on to Mother's hand, Junior.
Okay.
And stop walking on the curbstone.
Well, the last time I walked close to the curb, I found 50 cents in the gutter.
You did?
Yes, I did. Look, isn't that a dime laying out in the street?
A dime?
Oh, Ruby, that ain't fair. I call him a slur.
Hi, Junior. Here we are.
Well, look who's taking tickets.
Oh, it's you again.
Yes.
Now, look, lady.
Yes.
You keep that unpleasant little character of yours well shackled today. I don't mind him sassing me.
No.
But when he runs out on the field, tips up the runners when the game is tied, that is too much.
I gonna be good today. Shall we shake hands, though?
Well, okay, I'll shake hands.
Oh!
What's the matter?
He had a pincushion in his hand.
Oh, Junior, how could you do such a thing? Look, you've bent all my pins.
Yeah.
Fellow, almost completely divine, but his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this Romeo's conversation. He says,
murder.
He says, every time we kiss, he says,
murder.
He says, at a time like this, he says,
murder.
He says, is that the language of love? He says,
solid.
He says, takes me in his arms and says,
solid.
He says, meaning all my charms, he says,
all solid.
He says, is that the language of love? He says,
oh, did you talk to me? Zeus. Really living.
I'm thinking of leaving him quiet. He says,
oh, dig, the jump the old ticker is given.
Now he can talk plainer than that. He says,
murder.
He says, every time we kiss, he says,
solid murder.
He says, keep it up like this and that.
Solid murder.
He says, in that impossible time, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own. He says,
Jack
Jackson, he says. Now, who could Jackson be? He says.
A Jackson,
he says.
Oh, shoot the snoot to me.
He says.
Jackson,
he says. Is that the language of love? He says.
Woof, woof.
He says. When he likes my hat, he says. What is that? He says, is that the language of love? He says,
hip, hip, and with helium. Now, babe, we're cooking.
And other expressions to it. He says,
we're right in that old groove, and the groove is good looking.
He sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says,
murder.
He says, every time we kiss, he says,
solid murder.
He says, keep it up like this and that,
murder.
He says, in that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody
murder but his own.
Thanks for listening.